The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hey, I'm Charlie. I really enjoy Ramsey County's Household Hazardous Waste Program. They make it really accessible with their drop-off options, and they send out postcards every once in a while with helpful information. I drop off my household hazardous waste at the Bay West site. I like to let items in my home collect so I can bring a larger haul just a few times a year. I always tell people to check the website before they go. Chances are you haven't thought of all of the items that you can recycle, like batteries. When I recycle, I feel like I'm doing my part to minimize my carbon footprint, and it's easy and accessible to do so.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, how is everyone? It's Coach Shay here with Fitness Revolution. Happy May. May Day, it's May Day. I love May. You know, it's been a sunny day, now it's going back to rainy days. So, but loving the weather and the change, and I can feel the fresh air and the flowers are blooming. Tulips are everywhere. So that always puts a smile on my face as we are heading, well, we're in spring and then heading slowly into summer. So this month is very important to me. As we know, I focus on fitness, wellness, and nutrition. I really hone in on the, one of the main things is the wellness piece, which goes to your mental well-being. And as we know in all communities, but specifically in the Black and Brown community, that it is not talked about and that it is not, we don't always get the space to be well. So this month is Mental Health Awareness Month for the month of May. I think it's very important because we see people struggling every day with their mental health. So what mental health is, Mental Health Month is nationally recognized this month, all month, providing opportunity to raise awareness, combat stigma, and promote mental health resources of where you can get help. But we're going to dive into a little deeper ways of how you really can be dealing with that. And first is resources, right? So where can we find resources? So I know we've dealt with on our podcast, like Better Health. So that's another place. There's another place I was looking into called Lyra Health, L-Y-R-A. Another one, is it 988 Lifeline? Yeah, .org. Was another one, and then mhresources.org. So all of those help with crisis, mental health issues, and things of that nature. And so mental health, I am not an expert on whatsoever. I have life coached people that have dealt with mental health issues, but I'm not a trained or a licensed therapist. I'm just a certified in life and wellness coaching. So what I've seen when I've been life coaching people is that chronic mental health issues are defined as conditions that normally consist of how they affect people's cognitive reaction and their emotions at least, you know, once to four or five times a month. And then some more common chronic illnesses are anxiety disorders, mood disorders, personality disorders, and psychotic disorders. And so that is out of my lane because I do not specialize that. But I do help people manage like their anxiety, right? Like what that's like, how is that affecting your life and well-being? And what I've noticed with the chronic mental health illness, there's great ways to deal with it. So there's therapy. And I'm going to throw in life coaching because people have come to me like, you know, I'm dealing with some mental health issues and really needing to talk through what they're going through and not feel judged. Medication, I don't normally go to medication for everything at all. I always like to try it through a holistic approach like our organizations do. But a lot of people need medication, and it's okay if you're not well, and it's okay to not be okay, right? So taking medication that's prescribed by your doctor is a wonderful thing. Attending support groups. So once again, we bring back life coaching. So that's what I kind of gained that space for, was having a support group and creating life and wellness coaching around that, about your mental health, well-being, about trauma. And then we moved into, as I grew, like how the trauma affects your body and causes ailments like arthritis and diabetes by the way you eat and are living. So support groups are great. A lot of times they are free support groups. So definitely if you're concerned or don't understand, just Google like support groups around you that can help you during, you know, some maybe mental health issue times. It's kind of hard for you to deal with on your own. And then practicing self-care. Let's go into always the fitness, right? So that fitness piece, I really think meditation, sauna. Last night, I went to a sauna and sobriety event. That's what it's called. So we had a fireside chat and just discussed who we were as women, where we were at mentally, emotionally, and business-wise, and talking about how we were going to get ourselves to the next level and taking time out for ourselves for 2 hours a day. And so we did that. We did the sauna, we did the hot tub. We had, it was all non-alcoholic drinks and just very refreshing. But I think that's the biggest thing, is taking care of yourself and understanding when you're not okay, that you need to sit down and really sit with your thoughts and understand where you need to be mentally, physically, and spiritually. And then I found this very interesting when I was doing some research, that young adults can have chronic mental health illness and still have satisfying, productive lives. So why I find it interesting is that I felt that always, that the, you know, when people were doubting that, it's okay to, that, you know, every day isn't going to be all right, but that you may be dealing with something and you can get help and you can have a full life, right? You're not put into the silo or put aside, but that, you know, you need help and that there is help out there for you and you can live a fulfilling life. So I think these are some big things to understand while you're dealing with this. Like I said, I'm not an expert, but I have life coached quite a few people, hundreds of people, about where they're at with their mental health capacity. So I think the first thing is to understand your condition. Like, what is it, right? So we all know that people are self-diagnosing themselves online, and online can kind of scare you because next thing you know, they've got you at this different level. And if you believe that, you might end up with the wrong medication. So definitely go to see a specialist to see if that's really what's going on, or if it's just anxiety, you know, not necessarily mental health issues. So a healthcare team and specialist can inform you on the decisions you need to make for that. Creating a strong network, I think, is important. Imperative, right? Being around people that are good for your mental health well-being. Obviously, people are in situations that it's hard for them to get out of, or they don't know how. So that is going to make your condition harder to deal with and harder to be held accountable for what you need to do. So really try and find a great support system around you. The biggest thing, I know I deal with it, is stress. How can we reduce stress, right? That causes chronic diseases with that. And I think the biggest thing is, like I said, spending time in nature. I always say, what do I tell everyone? Go outside, go for a walk, spending time in nature, deep breathing. Once again, that meditation, that yoga, mindfulness, being mindful for where you're at, is all parts of that. So healthy ways to get out and to cope with stress. Therapy, as I said, therapy is amazing. I highly recommend it. I personally have a therapist that just helps me keep balance on what I'm doing in my everyday life. So therapy, it's okay. And I'm going to say this to Black men, it's okay to go to therapy. And that's for anyone, but especially for Black men, I think sometimes we don't give that. I know society does not give you the space to be okay. So make sure you can find a therapist that works for you. And I go back to medication. So exploring different options for medication, your doctor may have some things, and there might be some self ways to do a holistic approach to medicate instead of if you don't like certain treatments. So definitely talk that over with your doctor, because if it's a chronic illness, then you definitely probably have to do some medication or whatever your doctor prescribes. This is something I'm doing right now for my mental well-being. I don't suffer with mental health issues, but just to keep me balanced, especially when I'm trying to hit new goals, limit alcohol and caffeine. So right now I am only I won't show the brand, but drinking water. So that's a big thing. Take that caffeine out. It can disturb the bedtime, which makes your mind race. It can cause more anxiety and depression, alcohol. We all know that, excessive drinking. And so, and then definitely if you're dealing with depression or bipolar disorder, we want to pull that alcohol out so that we can prevent that from having episodes. This is my always the best thing is focus on the good things, right? We want to keep healing from the inside out. And we want to also always see that inhaling the positive and exhaling the negative is the way to go. It's just sometimes a moment we're going through, everything else is going to be okay after time. So focus on the good things, find something good and positive in everything you do or in that day. I love this one, practicing self-compassion. So treating yourself with acceptance for where you're at. Sit with that for a second. Treating yourself with acceptance for where you're at. I think that says a lot, right? If I'm feeling, lethargic today, it's okay. It's okay to that I'm tired today. Be accepting yourself for where you're at. I think that's huge. And the last two, identify what gives you meaning and purpose. So what is your why? Why are you here? Why are you doing certain things you do? How are you going to manage this chronic or mental health condition, right? Your why is for believing in yourself. You may find that why in volunteering. You might find it in religious beliefs, spirituality, family life, having a positive, intimate relationship. That might be your why. So identify what enriches you, your life, and invest in your positive energy. I really recommend that. I'm all about positive energy. And the last but not least, seek joy. Joy, just the word joy makes you do shoulder shimmies, doesn't it? It's like, as much as it can be debilitating times and dealing with mental health issues, it's also, you got to find joy. You got to find laughter and love, whether it's through your favorite show or you go to a comedy show or you sit with someone that, just makes you happy and brings you energy that makes you, that brings joy to you. We don't want to wait for things. We want to be able to feel them in the moment. So live in the moment, keep living peacefully, find that inner peace. Inner peace within your mind, body, and spirit, and understand that it's okay to not be okay. But definitely seek out the things that I suggested. I think they'll really help you in your mental health journey. And also, Mental Health Awareness Month, their color is green. I didn't really wear green. I guess I have an army green jacket today. But wear green this month. I think green always represents, like I said, the fresh flowers, the grass that's coming in. So wear your green. So go green. And keep breathing. So as always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
The Minnesota Department of Health works in partnership with communities to provide safe and free on-site COVID-19 vaccines. These community events take place in familiar churches, community centers, clinics, and other spots that are close to home. Even if you were vaccinated in the past, you may still need the updated COVID-19 vaccine. This latest vaccine provides protection from newer variants circulating right now and continue to be very good at preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. To find a community vaccination event near you, call the Minnesota Department of Health COVID-19 public hotline. Call 1-833-431-2053 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Tuesday and Thursday between 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. The number again is 1-833-431-2053.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.
You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.